নিত্যলীলা কৃষ্ণের সর্বশাস্ত্রে পর বুঝিতে না পারিলা তেমনে নিত্য হন। নিত্য মিন সীতারাম, কৃষ্ণ সেট টাইম অ্যাপিয়ারেন্স অ্যান্ড ডিসঅ্যাপিয়ারেন্স ইজ কন্টিনিউয়াস অ্যান্ড ইটারনাল, দেয়ার ইজ নো স্টপেজ। লর্ড চৈতন্য সেল বুঝিতে না পারিলা কেমনে নিত্য হন। Ordinary person, common man, cannot understand how Krishna Lila, Krishna's appearance and disappearance can be eternal. Generally, we think that Krishna appeared 5,000 years before, now he is no longer, so either he is dead or gone, just like ordinary man. Get his birth and stay here for some time, and then he goes away, and no more, no trace of that particular man. He is lost in the whirlpool of this material ocean. Neither exactly similar body, that particular living entity will again come back. One. This form which we have got, material form, it is just like a bubble in the ocean. It is formed somehow or other according to our thoughts, actions and reactions. And it will stay for an area at most, then it will disappear. And there will be no trace where the particular individual soul has gone. Of course, there is account in the books of Supreme Personality and Godhead, Vidaham Samichitam. He says, I know everything. And he is always a constant companion, a super soul of the individual soul, he knows. But we, the person of a particular person, relative, father, mother, brother, all these things, nobody can be informed. But Krishna's appearance and disappearance is not like that. Because he is not different from his body. We are in our condition state, we are different from our body. But Krishna and Krishna's body is the same thing. This is to be understood. Satchidananda Vigraha. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. His form is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. This material body is not like that. Therefore, we cannot understand how Krishna Lila is eternal, continuous eternal. That is, being instructed by Lord Chaitanya. Drishtanto diha kahi tabe lok sab jane, Krishna Lila nitya jyotish chakra pramane. Jyotish chakra pramane. Jyotish chakra means orbit of the planets. That a planet is moving in its orbit continually. Similarly, Krishna Lila is also just like an orbit. He's giving very nice example. Orbit of the earth, orbit of the moon, orbit of the sun. The sun is also not fixed. According to Vedic and astronomy, the sun is also moving. We have got information from Srimad Bhagavatam, another Vedic literature. Brahma Sanhita. In the Brahma Sanhita, it is stated that jaschakshri sasavita sakala grahana. The sun is considered to be the eyes of the Supreme Lord, and sun is the king of all other planets. Jatchakshuri is Savita. Savita means the sun. Jatchakshuri is Savita Sakalagrahanang Raja. Raja means king. Jatchakshuri is Savita Sakalagrahanang Raja Samasta Suramurti Asesateja Suramurti. Every planet is dominated by a particular demigod. There is a principal living entity who is differently named. Just like this moon planet is called Chandraloka because the predominating deity there is called Chandra. The sun planet is called Suryaloka because the predominating deity is called Surya. Surya, Chandra, these are official names, just like governor. But a particular name is also there. That is, a governor is a particular person, just like president. President is a general name, but he has got his particular personal name. Similarly, all these predominant deities of Chandralok and Suryalok, these are official names. Anybody who is predominating over the sun planet is called Surya, but he has got his personal name. That name is Vivasyam. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Imam Vivasati Yugam Prastamanaham Abhayam. Who is that Vivasyam? Vivasyam is the present predominating deity in the sun planet. So the sun planet, according to your modern science, it is fixed. But we cannot understand why sun should be fixed. Every planet has its orbit, so sun must be moving in the orbit. That is described in the Brahma Samhita. Jatchakshurisa Savita Sakalagrahanang Raja is the king of all planets. Raja Samastha Srinamurti Asesa Teja. Asesa Teja means inexhaustible temperature. The sun planet has got inexhaustible heat and temperature. That we can experience. Nobody can say what is there that the sun planet is diffusing unlimited temperature and heat for millions and trillions of years, but still it is not exhausted. So, this is called Asesha. Asesha, there is no end. Just like here in the fire, unless you put some fuel, it is not possible to continue the temperature. But there, the supply is so sufficient that there is no end of temperature. Every planet is self-sufficient. That is described in the Isha Upanishad. Ishavasamidam sadvam. Jatkinti jagatyam jagat. Na purnamidam purnamada. Purnat purnamudachyate. Purnasya purnamadaya. Purnam meva avasishyate. The Supreme Lord is Purna. Purna means complete. And whatever He creates, that is also complete. The actions and reactions of sun planet to diffuse heat all over the universe is complete. By Lord's grace, by Lord's creative power, energy, the inferior, that is also inferior energy. This is not superior energy. This is inferior energy. So still it is complete. So he is giving example as the planets, sun planets, moon planets and other planets are moving in their orbit. Similarly, Krishna Leela has got a orbit and the Leela is going on. As the sun is moving, or the planet, the earth planet is moving exactly at the same time, just after 24 hours, it will be meridian and 12 o'clock, just 24 hours. Similarly, Krishna's lila exactly after certain millions of years, it will be seen in this planet. Similarly, there are innumerable universes, and it is moving from this planet, this planet, this. Now, just like Krishna Lila, just Krishna born at the prison house of Kamsa, Vasudev father and Devaki mother. Immediately, as soon as the child is born, the next universe, there is birth. It's the same thing. Just like now it is 7:45, according to some calculation, immediately we'll find some other place, 7:45. Immediately we'll find 7:45 in other place, immediately. The 7:45 you cannot change. 7:45 will exist within this movement of the sun planet or earthly planet. Anywhere, somewhere must be there 7:45. At any time. Even at 12:00 at night, you inquire, where is 7:45 of the sun planet? You'll have. Is it not a fact? This is called Nityavidya. How nicely Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described. The Krishna Lila is also going on like that. Krishna's birth, Janmashtami, we observe Janmashtami, but that Janmashtami is going on every moment. Janmashtami is going on, that means Krishna Lila. Krishna Lila Nitya Jyotish Chakra Pramane, Jyotish Chakra Surya Jano Phire Ratri Dine. Now, here is also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Surya is also on the orbit. Sapta dipam buddhi langhi phire krame krame. Sapta dip. Now, according to Vedic calculation, this earth has seven islands. Just like crossing the sea, we have come to your country from India. That the crossing the sea means there are different islands. Now you can calculate the Asia, Europe, America, and how many? Seven there? Seven. So that is calculated in Vedika. Sapta deep. Sapta means seven. As the sun is coming in the orbit and crossing all the seven islands. Similarly, Krishna is also coming in this universe, that universe, that universe, that universe. When he comes into this universe, he is seen in that tract of land which is called Vrindavan. Therefore, that tract of land is so sacred. Lord Chaitanya describes by his mission, is Aradha Bhagavan Vrijasatanaya Sadhyamam Vrindavan. Aradha, the Supreme Lord, Krishna is worshipable deity, and his dham, and his headquarters. And his dham means headquarters, Vrindavanam. Therefore, Vrindavan is so important. When Krishna comes, just like when the sun appears in your country, there is a particular city or place where it is. When the sun first seen, where it is? Greenwich? In your country, America? Where the sun is first seen? You cannot say?
Maine.
Just like Mem is the first place to be seen sun. Similarly, Vrindavan is the place where Krishna is seen first. The example is very nice. Saptadeep man hilange phiret kramake ratri dine hai shashti danda pariman tin sahasra chaya sata valtar naam. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is submitting his knowledge in and astronomy. Astronomy. And he's dividing the whole day and night into 60 dandas. According to Vedic calculation of time, the whole day and night, just like according to Western system, the whole day and night is divided into 24 hours. They have divided into still further in 60 dandas. They are called dandas. Teen sha ratri dine hai shashti danda parima. The whole day and night is divided into 60 parts. Teen sahasra chhayasata paltarna. And the dandas are again subdivided into 360 pol. They are called pol, danda and pol. Sujjadaya hai Sujjadaya haite shasti pol kramadaya. And the sun rises in every 60 pol. We can see sun is rising, but not all of a sudden we can see, but gradually. That gradual elevation of the sun planet takes 60 pol time. Sei ek danda ashta dande prahar hoy. Prahar means 3 hours, and that is ashta danda. Ek dui tin chari prahare ashta hoy. Chari prahare ratri gele puno sujjoda. The whole day is divided into 4 prahars. So at the end of the day, of the 4th prahar, the surya, the sun planet, sets. Chari prahar ratri gele, and similarly, 4 prahars when passed at night, again the sun planet is seen. Oiche Krishna lila mandal chaudha mandantare brahmanna mandal vyapi krame krame sire. Chaudha mandantare. There are 14 manus in one day of Brahma. So Krishna lila mandal chaudha mandantare. So in the 14 mandals, the orbit of Krishna lila is circumambulating. So he's seen in the manu's life, and the 14 manu life, there are 14 manus. In each manu's life, there are 71 chaturjuga of in each manu's life. In the 28th chaturjuga, Krishna in the Dapar Yuga appears. There is mathematical calculation where Krishna appears. It is not accidental. Actual astronomical mathematical calculation. Shavasata vatsar Krishna prakata prakash. And when he is in this universe, he remains here for 25 years. When Krishna was here, he was for 125 years. And when he was in the battlefield, his age was about 100 years. Almost 100 years. Because just after finishing the battlefield, he went to Dwarka, and after some days, he disappeared. So I think it was more than 100 years when he was fighting as charioteer of Krishna. Just imagine, a 100 years old man, how many children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren might have. In those days, the boys were married. Still in India, boys are married in early age. The boys and girls are married just after 16 years. Especially in the Kshatriya family, they are very developed. Because they can eat very nicely, they live very nicely. So their body development is very nice. They can beget children even at 15 years old, in those days especially. So Krishna had at that time great grandchildren. When he was fighting in the Kurukshetra Yudha, he came just to help his friend Arjuna. He did not take part in the fighting, he was charity. Now you have seen the Krishna's picture. He looks like a 20-year boy. Advaita Achyate Anadi Ananta Rupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navajovana. Navajovana is just a fresh youth. Youthful luster. He's very nice, beautiful. So he seems like that. Kishore. Just 16 years old boy. So, Taha Jaiche Brajapure Kurila Vira. Savasata Vassar Krishna Prakatoksa. Taha Jaiche Brajapure Kurila Vira. So, within these 125 years, all the pastimes that Krishna displayed during his presence, all those things are going on in each and every universe, just like the sun planet is moving from one place to another. This is the idea of Krishna Lila. Alata chakra praya sei lila chakra phire sab lila brahmande krama krama udaya kare. So sab lila and all the activities, they are manifested in either of the so many brahmandas. So that every second you just divide that 125 years into second and less than second, what it is? Of course, I do not know. But if you divide in that way, then you can calculate how many universes are there. How many seconds are there in 1 hour?
Three thousand six hundred
seconds in 1 hour. Then what are the 24 hours? No, you need not. Just imagine. The 360 seconds in 1 hour, so in one day we have got 24 hours. So 360 into 24, that becomes seconds in one day. Then you multiply it into 30, that is in 1 month. Then you multiply it by 12, then it comes to 1 year, thus 125. So you can calculate, at least you can imagine how many universes are there. By that calculation of second, and if you go further detail, so God's creation is wonderful. Nobody can. Everything is unlimited. He is unlimited, His creation is unlimited, His pastimes are unlimited, His forms are unlimited, everything unlimited. Everything. His incarnations are unlimited. Everything. Just like sea. Even in your own body, can you count how many hairs are on your body and head? They are unlimited. I am claiming this is my body, but I do not know how many hairs are there. But you ask Krishna, he will tell you. Especially Howard cannot say how many hairs. Who can say? Howard cannot say. So, this is Krishna's creative energy, you see, and he is aloof. All things, all these wonderful things are going on, but he is aloof. He is aloof. Naham teshu avasthita. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagatabvaktam urtina. Masthani sarvabhutani naham teshu avasthita. These are the inconceivable energy. And foolish rascals, they claim that I am God. You see? God is not so cheap. One must know the science of God. How great is God? We cannot calculate. Those who cheaply say God, God might be like me or you, are little, just a frog philosophy, the same frog philosophy. The frog is calculating the length and breadth of Atlantic Ocean. keeping itself in the well. You see? So similarly, these rascals, they are frogs in the well, and they are calculating the estimation of the length and breadth of Atlantic Ocean and claiming themselves a god. Janma balla pauganna kaushala prakash putana badhadi kari moushalanta vilas. Kono brahmahanne kono lilar hai avasthan tate lila nitya kahe nigamapura. So Lord Chaitanya says, just like the time calculation of the sun is always present in the orbit of this earthly planet, similarly, in the orbit of Krishna Lila, everything is happening in some universe. That is called Nitya Lila, Ita. Because it is happening eternally and continually in either of innumerable planets which he cannot calculate, therefore his first time, appearance and disappearance are all eternal. We are not worshipper of a dead thing. Just like if a foolish person say at night, oh, the sun is finished. How? I cannot see. Because I don't see in the sky, sun. It is finished. Similarly, the foolish person thinks, oh, Krishna is, I cannot see, that is finished. This is foolish calculation. Now, from the description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can understand that Krishna is not dead and gone. He is present always and every time, everywhere. And if we are sincerely in Krishna consciousness, that Krishna is always with us, he gives his protection, his mercy is there, everything is there. With this conviction, we should continue Krishna consciousness. It is not a manufactured false identification, but it is fact, and we have to follow great personalities like Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who actually established the science of Krishna. Krishnaya, as Rupa Goswami, he prayed Lord Chaitanya, Namo Mahavadarnaya Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaurati Shema. Oh, I offer my respect for obeisances and to you, because you are so magnanimous that you are distributing the love of Krishna. Krishna wanted when he was present that you love me, surrender unto me, sarva dharman parityajya. My people misunderstood. But your process of preaching Krishna philosophy is so nice by the Sankirtan movement that everyone can understand the Krishna philosophy very easily. Therefore, you are the most magnanimous incarnation, and I offer my respect for obeisance and thank you. Thank you very much.